Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is May the 4th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. This podcast takes kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading comes from the book of Esther, chapter 4, verses 1 through chapter 5, verse 2. And then we finish our reading in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 35. The king was planning to kill all the Jewish people. Esther was the only one who could save her people. Would she take the risk? Let's read and find out. Esther chapter 4. When Mordecai learned about all that had been done, he tore his clothes, put on burlap and ashes, and went out into the city, crying with a loud and bitter wail. He went as far as the gate of the palace, but no one was allowed to enter the palace gate while wearing clothes of mourning. And as news of the king's decree reached all the provinces, there was great mourning among the Jews. They fasted, wept, and wailed, and many people lay in burlap and ashes. When Queen Esther's maids and eunuchs came and told her about Mordecai, she was deeply distressed. She sent clothing to him to replace the burlap, but he refused it. Then Esther sent for Hathach, one of the king's eunuchs, who had been appointed as her attendant. She ordered him to go to Mordecai and found out what was troubling him and why he was mourning. So Hathach went out to Mordecai in the square in front of the palace gate. Mordecai told him the whole story, including the exact amount of money Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury for the destruction of the Jews. Mordecai gave Hathach a copy of the decree issued in Susa that called for the death of all Jews. He asked Hathach to show it to Esther and explain the situation to her. He also asked Hathach to direct her to go to the king, to beg for mercy and plead for her people. So Hathach returned to Esther with Mordecai's message. Then Esther told Hathach to go back and relay this message to Mordecai. All the king's officials and even the people in the provinces know that anyone who appears before the king in his inner court without being invited is doomed to die unless the king holds out his gold scepter. And the king has not called for me to come to him in 30 days. So Hathach gave Esther's message to Mordecai. Mordecai sent this reply to Esther. Don't think for a moment that because you're in the palace, you'll escape when all Jews are killed. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this? Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. Go and gather all the Jews of Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will do the same. And then, though it is against the law, I will go to see the king. If I must die, I must die. So Mordecai went away and did everything as Esther had ordered him. On the third day of the fast, Esther put on her royal robes and entered the inner court of the palace just across from the king's hall. The king was sitting on his royal throne, facing the entrance. When he saw Queen Esther standing there in the inner court, he welcomed her and held out the gold scepter to her. So Esther approached and touched the end of the scepter. Amazing! It worked! She came into the presence of the king and she lived. And now she's going to plead for mercy for her people. How dangerous for Esther to approach the king without being summoned. She could have been killed. But Esther was willing to take that risk because she knew that God had appointed her to this task. Sometimes God gives us things that are scary to do. But if we have faith, well, all things are possible with God. God was with her, and He'll be with us, even when He asks us to do things that just seem scary. This is what Mark chapter 8, verse 35 says. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for Jesus' sake and for the sake of the good news, you will save it. How about that? Well, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I hope you join me. Until that time, go forward. Go forward in God's joy. And go forward knowing this, that you are loved. How about that? All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care.